USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of President Trump supporters converged on a Bow County center in Arizona as election staff continued to go through uncounted ballots. The protesters, some of whom the local TV station ABC 15 Arizona reported were carrying guns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd declaring, "We're not going to let this election be stolen, period." Arizona has been called by some media outlets for the Democratic challenger Joe Biden, who holds a 69,000 vote lead. Pro-Trump protests witnessed in Michigan and Pennsylvania, where Trump supporters called for vote counts to be halted. Protesters in Phoenix have been chanting, "Stop the steal." Police in Portland, Oregon say the Oregon National Guard was called into the city to help police after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. In the interest of public safety, Governor Kate Brown, under the advice of the Unified Command, has activated the use of the Oregon National Guard to assist law enforcement, the agency said in a tweet. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Rhode Island is no longer known as the smallest state with the longest name. Voters in the Ocean State, formerly known as Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, approved a ballot measure to remove and Providence Plantations from the state's official name. Rhode Island's sole black senator, Harold Metz, in the wake of the George Floyd protests earlier this year, put the measure on the ballot. At the time, Metz called the name a hurtful term to so many of us due to the word plantation and its ties to slavery. Unemployed Americans want to know, where's the money? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his 7th championship.
That was a special day, and one that, I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. And some of you might remember my hashtag was 7, and that was obviously trying to win a 7th championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and the Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the 4 eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other, and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship 4 drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.